Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But Lime, it's time to apologize to Ryan Day. Be a bigger man. Why can't you be a bigger man?
I thought I was.
You can, guy,
I thought I did.
You can be... No. You know, how many times have you been mad at your wife?
This week... God, in the last 12 hours. A bunch. Yeah.
Okay, and how many times have you said, I'm sorry, to your wife?
I pride myself in doing that.
Okay.
After I'm yelled at so if for you can, five times.
If you can say it to your wife, a college football coach should be easy.
Yeah.
Why can't we say we're sorry to a college football coach?
I feel like I is not...
Say you're sorry.
Ken, is...
Say you're sorry.
Saying...
You fanned the flames. You got me going. You got the fans going. He won the national championship.
Is saying...
He's a legend now. Tell me.
Is saying that he did a remarkable job rebounding from the most humiliating loss in my lifetime, is that not...
No, it's not, because you didn't say you're sorry.
Okay.
You say, I'm sorry.
Ryan Day, I am sorry for being such a diehard Buckeye fan and losing my mind after the worst loss of my lifetime. And I should have realized that, given a mulligan, a team with the most expensive roster in the NCAA can win a championship. It's easy. There, I did
why
it.
Why does it matter?
Man,
why,
that did feel good.
Why does it matter?
Damn, that felt good. Why didn't I do that earlier?
No. That's slippery wizard stuff.
Woo!
Why don't you feel the same way you did yesterday?
Cow. When you I were going to try this with my wife.
Why does it matter that they spent the most money on the team in college football? Allegedly.
Oh,
why does that matter?
I think it...
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, I am happy that Ohio State will give whatever coach, no matter how bad he is in the rivalry game, that much money to make sure it doesn't happen again.
I know what you're doing here.
And they did.
And you need to take it seriously.
I know the apology needs to go to the boosters. What have I been thinking? Thank you very much to car dealers in Columbus. Without you, they don't win a national championship, because how else would they have gotten two of the great players from Alabama? How would they have gone and gotten Will Howard, who was ready to go join
Name
a winner?
Names.
What do you mean?
Of the boosters.
The boosters? Yeah. I don't know how much love they need to get. They're not paying. They're not doing sponsors.
It's interesting there. And don't think that we won't get a text about that soon. Yeah. So anyway, just say you said it yourself. It doesn't matter that they spent a lot of money. You can't
turn it around. You need to spend money.
Okay, it wasn't like they chose to play for Ohio State for free, for crying out loud here. Doesn't matter. And that shouldn't matter to anybody else. Mm. I don't understand why people are doing the mental gymnastics trying to say that other teams spent more money. Who cares?
Yeah, that was weird.
Caleb Downs plays for real money. Will Howard played for real money. Jack Sawyer, I know he's a big-time Buckeye. He actually might have played for free. But everybody else ain't going
to
play for free.
It's pay to play. That's the era we're in now.
Which is fine. Just say you're sorry.
I think I did.
Because you can't. No. You said you were sorry, and then you added up all these things, which just continues the argument.
Well, it's a
that just continues the argument. If you and I were married,
I'm trying
to be walking down the hallway, and then I'd be turning right back around and yelling at you again.
I'm trying.
Like I am doing right now.
I might get slapped. I'm trying to be as thorough as I possibly can in this scenario.
Trying to tell me I'd slap you around if I was married to you?
I think I might receive a few.
216-474-0092.
So I want to congratulate Ryan Day. You're up there with some of the greats, the Gene Chizik's of the world, the Ed Orgerins. You have been able to plow through with a really talented roster and win a national championship. And as a Buckeye fan, I'm on cloud nine. I feel great about this.
With the legends like Gene Chizik and Ed Orgeron, you are a sick individual.
It's not easy to win a championship.
I think it's harder than ever to win a championship, is it not? You're playing a playoff now. You have to go through more teams later in the season. It's a longer season than it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you could. I just wish you could lay your ego down at the doorstep and just admit that you were wrong about one thing. Hello, Josh. Good morning.
Good morning. I've got to be with Tony on this one.
You got to be kidding.
I mean, look at it. Look at the Steinbrenners. They bought their way into the World Series so many times. When you stack the deck, expectation is the norm. Look at our roster. If we lost to Michigan and did not get a national championship out of this, Ryan Day would be out on the curb with the roster we have. Tell me I'm wrong.
He would not be fired this year, no. And the if they would have lost the national championship,
I think if they would have lost to Tennessee, I don't know if it would have been a firing, but there might have been a separation.
If they lost to Tennessee, there might have been a separation. I understand that. But if
they won that and dominated Oregon and won the national championship.
All right. So, but that, no, that it didn't happen that they lost. So you can't say you're sorry to Ryan Day. No one can admit they're sorry to Ryan Day.
Josh, did you not hear me say I was sorry?
No, then you added everything
else. I heard exactly what you said, and that's a valid apology.
Thank
you. I'm with you on that.
Thank you. See, you know what? Bigger men can channel their emotions into positivity. And Ryan Day, I am positive that you are going to have a chance to defend this national championship. And boosters, let's get some more players. Let's go. Let's get him exactly what he needs, because he needs the most. He needs the best, and we got to get it to him.
Yeah, to be able to beat all those teams and go through that gauntlet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need the most and best. Do you think Phil Knight's turning off the faucet anytime soon?
No, not at all.
Penn State has boosters. They have a lot of money. Are they turning off the faucet anytime soon?
Nope,
so why would you all of a sudden turn the faucet off on Ryan Day? To what? Prove some sort of egotistical point?
You can't do it. Now, do I think Ryan Day...
Why would you? You shouldn't.
Do I think Ryan Day would win a national championship at any of those other schools we're talking about? No, I do not. He was given the best job in America, and he has the best boosters and the best support.
He wasn't given the job. He had to earn it to some level.
Did he? Oh, that big coaching search they had?
Yeah, they didn't even really do a coaching search.
It was picked by Urban Meyer.
This had Urban say, you're the coach now.
Yeah, and by the way, this was a show that at one time bandied it about that Urban Meyer did it on purpose just to make himself look better in the fans of Ohio State's eyes on his way out the door.
Did it kind of
You don't
work?
Want to say you're sorry about that? You don't want to say you're sorry for such a thing?
Was I wrong?
No. Yes. Wait. Never mind. I tried.
It was, honestly, you look back and, man, they beat everybody in the top 10 now. They can't play themselves. Basically, they beat everybody. If you look at the final AP standings, the only team they didn't have a shot to beat was Georgia, and that's because Notre Dame beat Georgia. So it's going to go down as, I know early in the year people were like, there's no great teams. This is watered down from past seasons. I wasn't buying that because, you know, we're in a new era. Mm-hmm. Like Georgia, Alabama, and Ohio State, they're not just going to be able to take everybody. And the depth, you know, here's where honestly, you know, throwing everything else aside, Ohio State overcoming that offensive line, the injuries on the offensive line. I mean, to lose your left tackle who's going to be drafted in the top 15 and losing your center that you ended up getting from Alabama. Losing those two guys and then losing the Michigan game and recovering from that, it was an amazing coaching job by Ryan Day, by Chip Kelly, their offensive line coach, who's getting more and more pub. Like, it has been absolute fry. It's been incredible.
One last thing on Ohio State. We're running out some very interesting audio about Will Howard and your Cleveland Browns coming up here momentarily, and that's going to be loaded into the show before the end of the hour. However, let me throw this to you here. This came up over the weekend, not just with Ohio State. And I know it's Wednesday, but, you know, you and I were off on Monday, so this is really the first chance we've had to talk about it. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but this is the first chance we had to talk about it. Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders, almost said the other name. Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders to the NFC Championship. Feel bad for Lions fans, but it does highlight the quarterback situation a little bit and everything else. Because Washington did it. Does that mean the Browns have to do it? Because I know what I said last week, and even then I go, well, I can't just draft a guy to draft a guy. I want to be talked into it. I want to fall in love with that player. And I don't know if I just want to draft a guy at number two just to draft a guy at number two because Washington drafted their guy at number two. Like, there's a lot of things. Like, I can guarantee that it won't happen if I don't draft a guy at number two. I can't guarantee that it will happen. That it will happen the exact same way. Like Washington, they've had a mess on their hands for a long time. They did change the owner. I can't guarantee that the owner's great. They took Jaden Daniels. He's just taken over. They just took Jaden Daniels. We've seen in the NFL a lot of times where a quarterback covers up for any misgivings that a front office has. So I can't guarantee that owner's a great owner. We'll see what they do here over the next how many years. But they're in the NFC Championship game with Jaden Daniels. Is that reason enough to just say, damn the torpedoes, damn any of this other talk? You just got to talk yourself into a quarterback here, Tom.
So I understand that the debate that we have been arguing with people, and you're going to get into this every year, which is you don't take quarterback, right? But nobody would be doing that. Nobody would be doing that. You always eventually do the scouting, and then I don't care how bad the bust ends up being when you take a quarterback that isn't good. When you take them like, say, the New York Giants did with their quarterback that they took.
Yeah.
Like, they did the work, and they thought he was a top pick. Like, they didn't just take him to take him. Everybody says that after the fact when a guy busts. Oh, look at what the Giants did.
Well, we take quarterbacks. Fans take quarterbacks just to take them. Because we don't have to put in the type of work that they do. We bandy it about at bars and at our kids' events and things like that. We do that. They don't. I'm not going to say that they did it just to do it, even though the Browns have been, I think, guilty of doing it in the past. But I don't think that they're going to do that this time. I mean, this is a very big decision here. But I hear about Washington. I'm like, well, I don't get it. Are we getting Jaden Daniels? Are you guaranteeing me we're getting Jaden Daniels with Shedeur Sanders? No.
No, no. And by the way, the guarantee stuff is just silly because – as we've learned with Trevor Lawrence, as we've learned with guys over the years, the guarantees coming out of the draft, where do they exist? Who are the guarantees? Jaden Daniels certainly was not a guarantee. We went over just yesterday, the last few days, we went over his pre-draft rankings, and there was a split on him. And a lot of people had him right in the range of where Cam Ward is this year. So does that guarantee Cam Ward is going to be great? No, of course not. Well, but it's not like Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward are third-round picks masquerading as first
round. Well, that's
the way
I think a lot of people are afraid.
That's not true. The people that are doing the work on this stuff, they are giving them, at worst, you know, top of the second-round grades or bottom of the first-round grades.
Well, what I think makes us most afraid of
this. But because they're quarterbacks, like every year, they're going to get elevated.
I think it's harder than ever to say who you think is going to be good and who you think is going to be bad. They're playing more football, obviously.
Yeah.
But while they're playing more football here, they're playing in different systems. And, I mean, you've seen a guy, Jaden Daniels, you had his teammates calling him trash on the way out the door from Arizona State over to LSU. He wins a Heisman Trophy. He's the number two overall pick. Now the team's
off,
in the AFC,
that
in the NFC Championship.
That scared off all these same fans who are petrified.
Let me take it to another level. A guy like Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow leaves Ohio State. He didn't leave under the same circumstances Jaden Daniels did, for crying out loud. Goes to LSU, saves Ed Orgeron's ass, at least for the time being there, wins a national championship. His team's playing in the AFC Championship game 2 years later, or a Super Bowl 2 years Amazing. Later with the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't want to take a quarterback just to take a quarterback, but I also know that if I don't do this, I can't have a Washington scenario play out for me. It will go the other way, because I got something for you to hear right now. I can't guarantee that it won't work, but I know in the past this tactic has not worked. Ben Johnson, the former offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions, was introduced to the brass and all the people working in the front office and offices in general in Lake Forest, Illinois, for the Chicago Bears. And listen to the ovation.
Thank you so much. My family and I, we are beyond excited. This is exactly where we wanted to be. This is exactly where we wanted to be. This is going to be a challenge. I am well aware of that. I know what this division's about. And this is exactly where we want to be. We're going to go after this thing, and it's going to take all of us in this room. It's going to take this locker room. It's nothing more important than that locker room and us serving that locker room and those players. They need to understand that. They need to feel that from us every single day. And if we do that, the wins are going to come. The playoffs are going to come. All right? Can't wait to get to know you guys. And thank you so much for the warm welcome. Thank you.
At the beginning of that clip, I thought you might have spliced in 80s sitcom for a moment.
Filmed in front of a live studio audience.
No, but Kelly Kapowski did walk in.
Does it remind you of somebody?
What? Oh, yeah.
Does it remind you of when you showed up?
Does it remind you of something?
I wasn't on camera, thank Christ. I wasn't on camera for that moment.
Didn't the Browns also learn from that? Didn't they learn, like, the hero's welcome for a guy who hasn't done anything yet? Probably not something we need to be doing.
Sneak him through the back door like he's Elvis here on out.
In fact, I'm a little surprised. Like, Ben Johnson, I feel like it's awesome to get that. It's got to be awesome to walk in that. I'm also almost a little surprised. Like, I would think he wouldn't want that. Like, we're not doing that. We haven't accomplished anything. We're not celebrating a press conference.
Well,
like, let's get to work here.
You may feel that way. That's a downtrodden franchise.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They're a franchise that they have tried quarterbacks several times. It hasn't worked. You have an ownership group that I think is in a bit of a malaise right now, what they want. I think for a guy like Ben Johnson, I mean, you're coming from a guy who is a natural motivator in Dan Campbell, and I think that there is a little bit of like, okay, what am I? What am I going to be? Now, I don't think that you have to be some Dan Campbell type of a figure if you're not. You can't act like that, but if you're not that type of guy. But I also believe that there has to be some sort of, hey, let's center the building here. I mean, we have an opportunity. You have a quarterback. You have good weapons to throw to. I mean, they got Rome Odunze. You can put him in the slot and do some things with him, which I know that when you hear that, some people might get upset. Look what he's done with Amon-Ra St. Brown, by the way, Ben Johnson. So there's some semblances of what you've done in the past. But, yeah, I think you got to get those guys going together. It's just from my perspective, from when I've dealt with it, and seeing the heroes welcome, I mean, we treated him like the president. He got off the plane. There was videos of him getting off the plane, showing up to the building in Berea. The clapping, the ovation, the heroes welcome. It was a bizarre afternoon. And there's a lot of PTSD in there, man. Where I'm like, oh God, he came around the corner and everybody's clapping it up for him. Good luck.
How many questions? How fair would it have been to spend 10 minutes asking questions about the Jameson Williams trick play? Would that be legitimate, or would that be seen as, hey, come on.
Trying to spice up the offense. Yeah. They were throwing a lot of different things, Washington was, which, again, goes back to the conversation we were having. Like, Jaden Daniels done a fantastic job. He surprised me a lot because of how he's – I think they've done a tremendous job. I saw a thing that they've done with VR with him over this last year, which has really helped him, which is really interesting stuff there. That'd be into the weeds. But taking him from a guy that just took off and ran to where he has pocket presence that I did not anticipate him having at this point in his career, at such a very young age in his career. Now, defenses will adjust in the future. They've already shot higher than what a lot of people thought Jaden Daniels and Washington were capable of at best. Still, while that's great, and I would dream of a scenario like that happens with the Browns, I can't guarantee that's going to happen. I mean, I have to get a guy, I have to figure out whether or not he even wants to be here, or whether or not his dad will allow him to be here. Like that, I got to get going. So I can't just, as much as I did, and I said last week, and I'm not backing down from it, I want you to find a quarterback, because I can't just sit here and spin my wheels all year long and go into next year and try to hope for Arch Manning. Daryl painted a very bleak picture, and Daryl might end up being right and more than likely will be right considering the history of the Cleveland Browns. But damn, I'm not going to sit here and waste our time again. We have very few years that we have with a football team in our lives, and I'm not just going to sit around and waste other years. I did that back in 16 and 17. I cannot afford to do it again. With my life, with my own sanity, I won't do it. So I want them to figure it out, but I also don't think you just draft a guy because you're number two overall and when you're going to be back there again. You could go right back to the well if it doesn't work out, but you are in this weird place where you're trying to do two things at once. You're trying to compete because you have veterans on that football team, and you really can't trade them because of the cap hits that you're going to take. So you don't want to. You want the value out of it. But you're also, you know you don't have the quarterback right now. You know that maybe Sam Darnold is going to be available, but do you want to make that type of investment somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 years, $100 million? Do you want to make that type of investment with Sam Darnold? Because, hey, I could say that he doesn't show up in the playoffs. I'd like to just get back to the playoffs and give him the chance to not show up then. Do you want to do that, or do you want to swing for the fences and go after a guy like Shedeur Sanders, who, if he's great, he can change your franchise? If Cam Ward were to somehow end up with you, if something crazy were to happen at the top of the draft, they just hired a general manager in Tennessee. Would you want to swing for the fences and go for the gusto for a guy like that? Like, there's still some decisions to be made here over the next less than 100 days.
What I'm surprised is what you saw with C.J. Stroud a year ago, and when we all saw it, because we thought we were going to really have the advantage against a rookie quarterback in a playoff game. And that guy ended that. He ended that abruptly.
Yeah.
Okay? I know we keep thinking about Flacco in that game. Well, C.J. Stroud torched our defense very early on in that game. And it was very rocky. That was a rookie. Okay, the following year, Jaden Daniels. And again, these were not, C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels were not can't-miss rookie quarterback prospects. They were not, this is obvious, you got to take them. They were not those prospects. There were plenty of doubts, plenty of lingering questions about them that a Browns fan, we were in those situations, could easily one by one strike down. Like, oh, I don't know, are you sure you want to take him here? Are you sure you want to take him? Like, you could dismiss those picks summarily just as easily as fans want to dismiss Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. Plenty of reasons to do it. What I was saying when, after that game, I tweeted, and I caught so much hell about this, was that it's a quarterback. It's a quarterback so much more important than everything else. And people are telling me, well, they have a new owner in Washington. Like, it's the new owner? The new owner is the reason that they're good now? Or is it Jaden Daniels? Well, the new owner is the reason they picked Jaden. No, they had the number two pick in the draft.
Yeah.
They took the number two quarterback.
Yeah, I can't fight that.
The first one was off the board, Caleb Williams. If Dan Schneider, if he was the owner, you're telling me they wouldn't have taken Jaden Daniels? He was starved for a quarterback, too.
Probably would have taken Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they'd be good. Then they'd be good under Dan Snyder.
There's another consideration. I said I was going to play this at 7:30. We got to play this at 7:30. You found this audio, folks. This is Todd McShay. Guys, you wanted Will Howard? You may very well get you Will Howard.
I view Will Howard differently today than I did 5 weeks ago. They gave him the keys to the $20 million golf cart to begin the season, but it had a governor on it. It's been off for 5 weeks now for the college football playoff. And so we're seeing a different player in Will Howard. And I think that's critical as we get into the Senior Bowl and we start talking about him as a pro prospect at 6'4", 235 pounds with some mobility. And now I'm seeing anticipation throws. Now I'm seeing a guy who sees man and attacks. He sees Jeremiah Smith and he goes after it fourth quarter when everyone thinks they're going to throw underneath or they're going to run the ball to run out the time. Then he sees zone coverage and understands where the soft spots are, understands let's pick up 3-4 here and get to second and six, right? I'm seeing a different guy.
That's the Todd McShay Show podcast from The Ringer. First answer, you're not going to have Jeremiah Smith in the NFL. First response to myself, he ain't going to be throwing week one with the Cleveland Browns.
No.
First reaction, are you just getting excited about a guy in a tournament setting like we would do in an NCAA tournament a la Ali Farouk Manesh? Answer, this is a guy who's leading the biggest college football program in the country, who led them back from death's doorstep after the Michigan lost. Nobody had any faith in him. Was able to meet with his head coach. I'm asking for leadership. Now more than ever, the intangibles have changed. So where guys hold footballs and do some of the other things that we used to make big deals about, there's still obviously a lot there with mechanics. Footwork's very important. Okay, how's his feet? Well, I can't answer that right off the rip. I know just watching him, there's leadership there. There's leadership to come in from a place like Kansas State where he was told to go away. They were going to start a younger player and they were going to move on. He's told to go away. You can make the argument if they were to suck up the room this year or not to meet the Ohio State standard, you could have accused him of Peter Principle and failing upwards to a place like Ohio State, making money at a place like Ohio State, except he took the reins and became a veteran and an instant leader with that football team. As a transfer portal guy, that's leadership. That's a magnetism. I see 6'4", 236. I see the same specifications as 6'5", 237. You know who's 6'5", 237? Take a guess. I bet you can get it in two guesses.
No, I don't
know. Who in the NFL right now playing quarterback 6'5", 237? He's playing in an AFC championship game. It's Josh Allen.
I saw somebody yesterday said, he's got the athleticism of Josh Allen and he's got the instincts of Brock Purdy. I'm like, well, then he'd go number one overall.
Then he would go number one overall. I'm not going to take it that far, but when I see 6'4", 236, I go, he's got the pudding I want. He's got the size I want.
Oh, yeah, the body.
He can take the hits. He can get out there and move. He's mobile enough. This isn't some statue quarterback. I start to get a little bit worked up. It's easy to do. He's not deep ball only like Jalen Milroe. Like, okay, what am I going to do to move the ball 8 yards and move a first down? I watched it. I've watched it all year long. Todd McShay's right. Like, there's a lot of you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this. And now it's like, hey, you got to take us here. We're playing against great opponents. You're going to have to step up and make plays. And damn it, he stepped up and made plays. Like, I'm starting to get excited. Like, could I find a guy, and you got to record this because I might sound like an idiot later on. Number two overall, no. No. But do I find a guy by the end of the draft process? Because he's got to go through pro day. He's got to go to the combine. He'll probably have to throw out those things. I don't think you can go out and hide yourself if you're Will Howard. Do I have a guy here that I take with the first pick at 33? Do I have a guy here that at the end of the night on that Thursday night, I go, hey, let's make a move here. What are we going to do with Kansas City to jump back into this thing? What can we do with so-and-so to jump back into this thing and go after and get our guy and make sure we have him for 5 years instead of four?
Isn't it like, remarkable?
When I hear Todd McShay say these things, and it's not a big sample size, because guys, the generational prospects, the Andrew Lux, those guys, they're fewer and fewer and fewer and far between. And I can't guarantee that Arch Manning's going to be there next year for us. He could very well go back to 2026
or decide he's the same prospect in a year.
Or he could be the same prospect in a year. Or, again, his last name's Manning. He can do what Eli did, or he can just do and go back to college and do what Peyton did. There's so many different things. This is a guy who, if you wanted to work with him, I'm not saying to take him number two overall. I think that might be crazy. But I'm starting to get really excited by the possibilities of this guy. And I got to run it by you to think, am I crazy? Am I just liking an Ohio State quarterback? Because usually I go the other way, and I'm saying, I'm not going to sit there and like an Ohio State quarterback just to like one because he played for the Buckeyes. I'm not that guy. You're supposed to be that guy, not me. Yes.
If he was still just Kansas State quarterback, would you feel the same way?
If he was taking Kansas State deep in a playoff run, yeah. Yes, I would.
Well, man, if he was taking Kansas State on a playoff run, then yeah, he'd be a first-round pick, like no doubter.
I shouted this from the rooftops. What am I paying? Excuse me. I'm not paying him to do anything. What is Jimmy paying the coaches to do? Are you going to actually develop him and coach him up? These offensive guys? Hey, Tommy Rees, you worked with Jalen Milroe. He'll have his press conference tomorrow. Can you work with a guy like Will Howard? Can you take a guy who's led his football team? I'm not saying to start him week one against God knows who. No. I don't advocate for that. There's difference between best quarterback on the roster and most ready to play, which we will fight that out during the summer when they take a quarterback because they're going to take one somewhere. And we'll fight that out like we did with DeShone Kizer, and I end up being way right about that one. But with a guy like him, like, okay, he's definitely missing some things. There's a lot of quarterbacks missing some things. What are you going to do to get him to the places you need him to go? Am I just going to put it on his shoulders and call him a failure? Or am I going to expect the coaches and the guys who are supposed to be offensive guys, that's supposed to be an offensive staff, help out that guy? I can put a little bit of this on Kevin Stefanski, can I? Or do we just sit here and make excuses for the rest of the year on this guy?
You have 2 seconds, and only 2 seconds to win. This is 2 Second Trivia.
It is time for 2 Second Trivia. And you, if you win 2 Second Trivia, you could win a 4-pack of tickets to Mustard Gym at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse Friday, February 14th. Tone, that's Valentine's Day.
Is that what it is?
It's the same thing. You can watch him crush cars just like I do my wife during sex.
It is a spectacle.
It's coming up at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. You watch that sort of thing.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
I'd like to put on a good show. Monster Jam puts on a good show at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Unpaid testimonial. I've seen it. It's great. It's great. They're fantastic. Are you ready for 2 Second Trivia? Lima is ready. Owen is ready. Mitch is never ready for anything, but that doesn't matter. Keith and Medina, I think he's ready. Keith, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Lima, take it away.
Here we go. We mentioned earlier in the show this would be a question, so we'll see if Keith is up to the task. Can you name the Ohio State basketball head coach?
No idea.
Oh. Well, we're off to a good start here.
Pulls off a big come-from-behind win.
Chase in Strongsville, home of the Mustangs. Chief Chase, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Lima, take it away.
Who is the new Chicago Bears head football coach?
We love our sports here in Northeast Ohio.
And they love our earlier segments.
Yeah. Joe in Columbus, home of the... what is Eastmore Academy called? It's where Archie Griffin played high school football. To hell with it. Good morning, Joe. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Lima, take it away.
CC Sabathia played for 3 teams in the big leagues. Can you name them?
Indians, Yankees, and Brewers.
Yes!
Got it.
Yes, indeed.
Got it. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe is in the barn.
Would we have docked him if he said Guardians?
No. No.
No.
No. Come on. It's 2 second
Some
trivia.
Sort of baseball team.
Yeah, that would have been a little bit much. All right, here's your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Monster Jam at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Joe, you are in the barn. Are you ready?
Let's get it.
Lima, take it away.
As referenced earlier on the show, he'll be getting a national championship ring. Did a terrific job being able to battle the adversity of losing offensive linemen, two of them to be exact, from injury. Can you name the Buckeyes offensive line coach?
Justin Fry.
Yes! Yes! A stunner!
Wow!
He knows his Buckeyes.
Joe in Columbus. He is in Columbus.
Joe, do I owe an apology Joe. To Ryan Day?
Yes, and I do too, because I was one of the biggest haters after the Michigan game. So this is my official apology to Ryan Day.
Congratulations.
Nice. Take him to Monster Jam.
You're a bigger man.
Yeah,
you can take Ryan Day to Monster Jam.
Do you owe Bigfoot an apology for saying it should not be inducted?
Bigfoot famously not a part of Monster Jam. Do you owe Gravedigger an apology?
Yes.
Good God Almighty. Joe, congratulations. Stay on hold. We're going to get you those tickets.
What
Thank you very
USA
much.
USA won.
Is that a rival faction?
Carolina Crusher? Taurus? Remember
Carolina
Taurus?
Carolina Crusher was one of my faves.
Carolina Crusher, Taurus, man. Those were... What do they have now? They got Sharknado.
They have a Sharknado?
Yeah. That's
oh,
pretty
that's
good.
That's awesome.
And then... hell, I forget. Oh, they got Lucas Oil. They got one. Eli goes through phases where Eli has like 40 of those.
Lucas Oil has a stadium and a monster truck?
It's a big deal, man. Lucas Oil is a big damn
deal.
It's
the big two. That's how you know you made it.
Yeah. You got a stadium and monster trucks.
That is incredible.
That's it. Yeah, but no Bigfoot. We don't talk about it.
Okay. But is there a checkered past?
I'm getting ridiculed by our boss about Will Howard.
Yeah, you got to bring this to the show. This is great.
So this is fantastic here. Quote, I'm saving this Will Howard stuff. He's still projected mid-round and he's going to be 24 in September. Good, get him, quote unquote. Develop him and he'll be ready at 29, LOL. All right, where was J.J. McCarthy before the playoff last year? On his way, maybe being back in first round. Okay, never take...
Remember
guys,
how many passes?
This isn't Brandon
How many
Weed.
Passes did he throw?
It's 24.
In the
he's good to go
in the second half against Penn State last year. Yeah. Did he throw like one pass? And we were and that's a first round draft
did
pick.
Did he throw any? Did he throw? I don't know if he threw one. Now I tried to defend him on that because I'm like, well, they were just going to prove a point, and they ran the ball down Penn State's throat because there was this whole manliness conversation that was before, and they proved to be a little bit manlier. Also, maybe they were stealing signs. Who's to know? Either way. I can't say that I can get excited about a prospect. Guys, it's all on deck. We have to get out of our comfort zones with quarterbacks and go with all of them. I know what I said about Jalen Milroe.
I think you got to be a little more open-minded now.
I have to be open-minded about the possibilities of Jalen Milroe. If they were to take him, I wouldn't be that excited. I wouldn't be. I'd be more excited to take a Will Howard. I think that Jalen Milroe throws just deep balls and that's it. Will Howard can throw more intermediate. Can he throw deep balls? No, he won't have Jeremiah Smith, but I'm not expecting him to start week one. So, like, there's going to be goods and bads with all these guys. What are some of the good? And can, for the love of God, you're paying coaches to do something. Can they or can they not help develop the guy?
Well, also, Kenny, I'm going to use a term the kids are using, throwing around today. You are being gaslit by somebody who decided to wear a Michigan shirt yesterday. A Michigan shirt. Our boss thought, we're going to stir up some controversy. Here comes the content. Let's burn it all down because in Northeast Ohio, I'm going to wear maize and blue on my way to work. Oh, what's the sales manager going to say when I walk through those doors, strut my stuff in a Michigan shirt? Oh, Nelly,
that's
I'm not going to be able to keep them quiet.
That's the guy whose power I'm in. I have to do his bidding. That guy.
He really
right
did
there.
That yesterday. Okay, if you're out there in real work land, this is fake work land. This isn't real. But if you are out there and you have to report to work and you had somebody that you share an office with, or say you're working at a school and that science teacher Ted just had to walk in there with his bet shirt from last year or his Michigan National Championship or whatever shirt By the way, kind of embarrassing. If you're buying a Michigan shirt celebrating an Ohio State regular season win in a year you didn't win the national championship, you can't really wear that shirt, can you? To try to trash talk.
That's a hell of a thing to say.
Because what are the Ohio State fans going to say? Oh, yeah, the year that we won the national championship, you can't wear that shirt.
True.
The goal is to win the national championship, not to win a game in November. The stakes have changed, and Michigan fans should understand that.
They should. Why can't I? So I'm just supposed to say no to Will Howard just because he played for the Buckeyes, which Owen asked the perfect question. What would you say if he were still the quarterback at Kansas State, if he led the Kansas State Wildcats to the college football playoff, and not win the national championship, but if they won a game or two and he showed what he's showing right now, he'd be in the conversation.
State this year, if they would have taken, just plug him into the Arizona State spot, because that's who won the Big 12, right?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, didn't Michael Penix also garner a lot of cred for being able to get to the national championship game? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that's how it is now. All these quarterbacks, because remember, these are all going to be transfers.
Preconceived notions have to be left at the doorstep now,
and
guys.
Next year, Ohio State has another transfer. He happened to be at Ohio State this year. He came from Alabama. These are all going to be transfers that are coming in and then going on playoff runs.
Like, I don't know. Guys, I got to figure out whether or not Shedeur Sanders is even going to play here. Because he can come out at any time and say, I'm not going to play in Cleveland. Okay, then we're having different conversations. I got to know that first.